Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMG Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Just taking a look at the Heisman Trophy market at BetMGM, just to update that with the John Mateer injury. Fernando Mendoza remains the favorite at plus 650. John Mateer is listed. He is 22-1. Femi Abebefe says he is a zero to win the award. So opportunity exists right now for you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, to make it legendary at BetMGM and bet good numbers on the player of your choice. Femi likes Jaden Maiava of USC. Maybe you like Dante Moore of Oregon, Drew Aller of Penn State, Ty Simpson of Alabama, Gunnar Stockton of Georgia. They're playing each other this weekend. Maybe you like one of those guys. I'd look to make a bet sooner rather than later with Mateer still listed. He's out a month with a thumb injury, and that is per the University of Oklahoma. All our bets for tonight will close the show. We look forward to that, and Femi and I will preview an epic college football Saturday later this hour. But joining us right now to take a spin around the National Football League, our good buddy, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, and Mark did an awesome job breaking down the Green Bay Packers following their loss to the Cleveland Browns this weekend. People can check that out. The Stinkin' Truth podcast, you can find it wherever you find your podcasts. NFL on Fox as well. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Femi. What's going on, sir?
Nothing, man. I'm just out here in Tampa Bay. My granddaughter turned 9 yesterday, so we had a little birthday party. And right now I'm just kind of grinding on tape and looking at what went down over the weekend and prepping for my game this weekend.
Absolutely love it. And a happy birthday to your granddaughter. We love that. Let's hit some of the big news, Stink, and get your take. The New York Football Giants will start Jackson Dart this weekend at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. I said, Stink, to end this last hour, and I am a Giants fan. I just want to say that. I think Dart has to be an upgrade over Russell Wilson. I guess he doesn't have to be. I think he's going to be. I think the Giants can keep this game close this weekend against the Chargers with their pass rush against that Chargers offensive line. What say you, expectations for Jackson Dart, the Giants 6.5-point home underdogs this weekend against the 3-0 Chargers?
Yeah, well, my expectations are that they play hard and they kind of try to bail out the young quarterback. I mean, listen, this was something I said on the Singing Truth 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. I'd just cut Russell Wilson and start him from day one. And, you know, here we are 3 weeks in and they've already moved on. And, you know, that series down by the goal line, first down and goal from, what was it, the 4-yard line. And you throw one so far out of bounds that you get a flag on intentional grounding. And then you have a little quarterback draw where, you know, you get 3 or 4 yards. And now it's, you know, third down and goal from the 14-yard line. You throw another one out of bounds. And then fourth down and 14, you throw it out of bounds again. Like what are we trying to protect legacy? Like, we don't want to throw our third pick of the day, so we're going to throw it out of bounds on fourth down? Like, those are all fireable offenses to me. At some point, you got to give your team an opportunity to catch the ball and see if they can run it in or break a tackle and at least make it, you know, fourth and goal from the two or whatever. It's mind-boggling to me. So I'm surprised it took this long to make the move. And I think, you know, like you said, the Giants' pass rush is really good. The Chargers struggled a little bit from a pass protection standpoint on offense, a lot of injuries on their offensive line. And then you get that spark if you're the Giants. Like, hey, man, let's go see if we can help this kid out. Let's go see what this kid can do. He's played some. He's scrambled around a little bit. They've had some design QB runs for him. That'll open that aspect of the offense up because they haven't done that stuff with Russell. So I think it's a good move. I think they'll make it closer than a lot of people think.
I hope you're right, because I'm going to bet the Giants this weekend plus the points against the Chargers. Stink, I wasn't planning on asking you this question this early in the interview, but you used the word fireable to discuss Russell Wilson, and it jogged a thought in my head. I'm dying, because your takes are so great and so fiery and so funny. I'm dying to get your opinion on Tennessee Titans head coach Brian Callahan and what he's done in his first 20 games, 3-17, like what happened at the end of the first half, not knowing the rules in week one against the Denver Broncos. He just gave relinquished play calling duties to the quarterback coach, not even the offensive coordinator, try and spark things for Tennessee. They're 0-3. What say Mark Schlereth on Tennessee Titans head coach Brian Callahan and what this will look like the rest of the season for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I mean, obviously you look at where Tennessee is, and when he took over, you know, the coverages were pretty barren, but that doesn't excuse you from making bad decision after bad decision. And now, like, when you relinquish your play calling duties, it's basically saying, hey, listen, you know, we're going to move in a little different direction. Maybe it was the fact that I haven't managed the game well and all those things. You know, it's almost one of those things that you take some pressure off yourself. But they have just been – they've been beyond bad. The other thing is you've got a young quarterback in Cam Ward who really played exceptionally well week one. You've got to give that guy an opportunity to continue to develop and to, you know, ultimately to have a chance to win. And listen, man, Brian Callahan – so far, and I don't think he'll last the season. And he may be a better coach, and maybe we'll see as he relinquishes play calling duties, maybe he'll have some success like Nick Sirianni did. You know, Nick Sirianni turned over play calling duties. I think Philadelphia was 2-5 when he did, and they went on to press to the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how that operates. But usually, guys, for most young coaches, it's the second go around where they have some success. And certainly they haven't had a lot of talent there, but they certainly haven't played well at the same time. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what it looks like. My gut reaction is it's not going to look good, and eventually they'll move on from Callahan.
So just to make it clear, Stink, like you don't think I agree with you, by the way. This is not like a gotcha question. You don't think Brian Callahan makes it through the season as Tennessee Titans head coach?
No, because I don't think they're going to win. And, I mean, ultimately, if you're already making that move here in week three, that's a move to me that signifies, hey, I know my job is on the line, so let me do something preemptively to help save it. So if you're saving your job in week three by giving up play calling duties, I already feel like you already know the writing is on the wall. And it's one of the reasons I said, you know, about the Giants, Nick, that they should have done this right off the bat, because at least, like, the longer you wait, and I'm glad they pulled the trigger early, but the longer you wait, the less opportunity the kid has to continue to work through it in a game situation to develop. So that's why I said, start it from day one, go through your lumps, go through your growing pains. Right now you're sitting here 3 weeks in, and now you're making the move. And to me, you've wasted a preseason and three opportunities to grow that kid up. So that was kind of the reason I did it. And like I was sitting there saying, Brian Daboll in New York, you're fighting to keep your job. The best way you can keep it is have a young quarterback all of a sudden develop, and 8, 9, 10 weeks in, 11 weeks in, you're sitting there going, hey man, we got us one. This is the right move. This is the kid. And you delayed that process, which to me was idiotic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You better you bet on this Tuesday. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth is our guest. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Stink, you know, when you come on the show, we're always honest with you, right, about bets we like and how that can kind of like influence the type of question we ask. So I want to be upfront about this. I bet the Denver Broncos last week. I did not lose my bet. I had Broncos plus three against the Chargers. They lost by three. I thought Denver was going to win the game. It was the thing I felt best about all week, and they should have won. I know you know this, right? Bo Nix missing three layup touchdowns to wide open receivers, two to Marvin Mims, and then one at the end of the game to Cortland Sutton. Maybe Sutton doesn't score, but it certainly puts them in field goal range. And Mark, I loved the Broncos coming into the year, and now I'm sitting here thinking after three games, has Bo Nix regressed? And I'm worried about the Broncos moving forward here. You're obviously very close to this organization, and you follow the team very closely. What's your worry meter right now about Bo Nix in year two?
My worry meter is, I don't want to call it high, but it's there. And, you know, it's the frenetic nature that he's playing with is really bothersome. You talked about, you know, the one of the deep ones to Mims off the flea flicker. And if you go back and watch it, I mean, he catches a flea flicker and then he sprints up into the pocket, like sprints up in the pocket and essentially runs into one of his offensive linemen. I think it was Wattenberg as he's throwing it. So it affects the throw. And consistently speaking, he has been off target. And I think he's been off target because of the frenetic nature that he plays with. And I get that you're a competitor, and I get that, you know, you're trying hard and you're doing all that stuff. But the bottom line to me is you got to calm down. You got to slow down. And like that play was pretty typical of
what we've seen from Bo Nix in regards to just being off and frenetic. And you know, it's funny, like you look at the rest of the Denver Broncos, and this just isn't Bo Nix. You look at, hey, first down, you know, you get tackled in the backfield, you make it second down and 12, all of a sudden second down and 12, and you know, and your quarterback throws an incomplete pass, and it's an off target pass because you got a little anxious, or you passed up somebody who's open to try to pick up all 12 yards right off the bat. And it's been a consistent theme in Denver. And again, you're going to the right places. You went to, you know, you went to Cortland Sutton, it's the right call. He was open. You miss it. You go to Mims, it's the right call. You miss the throw. And then a Mims touchdown down the seam that was wide open that he overthrew that one too. So all those things to me are, you know, are the reason that those guys are that Bo Nix is struggling. And it really has to do more with just, to me, frenetic feet and almost, I call it spastic in the pocket.
Stink, we got a couple of minutes left here. Wanted to get your thoughts on the 2-1-2 contenders we have in the AFC. It kind of feels like this 1-2 feels a little bit different. Kansas City coming off a victory, albeit against the New York Giants. And of course, we all saw last night the Baltimore Ravens losing to the Detroit Lions. In about 60 seconds, which 1-2 contender are you more concerned with? Is it the Chiefs or the Ravens heading into this weekend's game?
It's the Chiefs. I mean, guys, give me one thing the Chiefs do well on the offensive side of the ball. Like, they don't run the ball well because, I mean,
Mahomes scramble. That's it, right? Just Mahomes scrambling. That's it.
That's pretty much all they do. And Andy Reid has never wanted to win a game running the ball. I mean, that is like his kryptonite. He just refuses. Go back to that Super Bowl they lost to Tampa Bay, where they're essentially inviting him. Light boxes, linebackers playing with 7 yards depth, saying you can run it, you can get 6 yards of carry if you want it. And Andy Reid going, that's not how I win games. You know, it was football hubris, as far as I'm concerned, that game against Tampa Bay. And so, like, that's not how he wants to win. He's never done that. Right now, you see Travis Kelce and Andy Reid yelling at each other on the sideline. He doesn't have that burst at the top of his route. He's not getting open. He's never been a guy that wanted to block people. And at the receiver position, they have nobody that threatens anybody. And O-line wise, by the way, you know, they've drafted guys and they've changed up the left side of their offensive line. Their right tackle has always been kind of average at best. You know, the one thing he's good at is lining up offsides or jumping the count. Other than that, like, I think he's a guy. They're just not very good. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're not very good. And I don't think Patrick Mahomes is playing all that well. And a lot of that can be attributed to, you know, the people he's got around him. But they're not a very good football team. There's nothing they do offensively that I would look at and go, well, they're doing that well. I mean, not one thing.
I'm going to lead the show with it tomorrow, Chiefs-Ravens. And I think I'm going to agree with a lot of what Mark Schleyer just said. And it pains me to say it, he's right about Patrick Mahomes and Mahomes' play thus far this season. Stink, we love having you on the show. You're the best. Again, happy birthday to your granddaughter. We absolutely love to hear that. Stay well. Safe travels this weekend. Have a great call of the Pats and the Panthers. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. On the other side, we're hitting all the injury news in the National Football League, including Nick Bosa out for the year for the Niners.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.